European soccer is back, and it is back in empty stadiums. The French are very cross that the Liga 1 was called off, and they don't have the opportunity to do what they're doing in Spain, and have now almost completed in Germany and in the UK. But there are quite a lot of matches now being played in stadiums that are effectively empty. And so the notion of hometown support has gone. What impact has that had? Let's ask Dr. Ross Tucker. There's been some science about this. Ross, good afternoon.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Good, thanks. I'm glad sport is back on. We can talk about it. there's been some science. I think people were waiting for this because it's very long been hypothesized or thought that a big component of home ground advantage was the fans, because they exert a subconscious influence on the referees. So before lockdown and 2020's craziness, it was known that, for instance, visiting teams concede more penalties and fouls, are given more yellow cards and so on. So that has long been thought to be the case, and now we've got this circumstantial or giant experiment to look at what happens when you take the crowds away. And so far, it looks like the theory is true. The home crowd seems to affect the referee, which then affects the result of the game.
So the results are showing, and analysis of individual decisions within the matches are showing, that the home team is not getting the kind of advantages that they used to get when there were decent crowds there.
Exactly. So where before, home teams conceded fewer penalties or fouls and received fewer yellow cards, that balance has now shifted back to sort of 50-50. So the number of fouls and penalties and so on awarded in matches is the same. It's just that a greater proportion of them are now going to home teams. And there was one very famous study, probably more than a decade ago, where referees would watch incidents on television with crowd noise either muted or not. And when they mute the crowd noise, the referee's decision changes. And so subconsciously they were being influenced, and that's probably what's happening now, is that influence has been removed. And then the result of that is that home teams are winning less than they used to do. So it used to be that home teams won 60-odd percent of matches, or 40. I think in Germany it was 43%, if memory serves. That's now down to 33%. So whatever you had in your fortress is now gone as a result of not having your fans there.
There are all sorts of reasons to want to have fans there, reasons of atmosphere and so on. But does this more level playing field, excuse the cliche, is that something we would want to try and keep? Would it be useful to try and work out ways to remove the influence of the crowd on the referee, leading to more hometown decisions from the referee?
If you were in charge of referees, then I think you would be looking at that and saying, when we eventually bring fans back to stadiums, we need to figure out how to make the referee fan-proof. If you're a fan of a team, then I think you probably don't want that, because there's a certain appeal to home crowd advantage. And certainly anyone who follows sport knows that some teams just have these reputations for being very difficult to beat at home. They take pride in that, and I would imagine that that's part of the... It's not quaint, but it's an intrinsic value of sport. So I don't think you would want to get rid of it from that perspective. But the factors that are responsible for what are basically incorrect referee decisions, those are certainly of interest to whoever runs the referees.
But that's what VAR is supposed to sort out, remove the influence of the crowd and reverse the decisions which have been incorrectly made.
Yeah, and so that is one of the big confounders in this discussion. And it could well be that 2-3 years from now, even when fans come back, the presence of video review has already to some extent flattened that. The only place at the moment, the biggest influence rather of the video reviews is on penalty decisions, which of course are disproportionately important because they often lead to goals or not. So things like fouls and free kicks in open play would be less affected than penalties. But in time, it'll be possible to tell how much of what we're seeing now is VAR as opposed to how much of it is actually crowds. It is a significant potential confounder, you're right.
And look, football in Europe has been using VAR for a very, very short time. Rugby has been using our version of the having somebody else run the rule over decisions for many years, and we still get it wrong. So one can't be too upset with the authorities for the number of very questionable VAR decisions that are still being made in the UK and Germany and Spain.
No, and just on the subject of rugby, there is data out of New Zealand, not now, but going back a decade, where they found the same thing, that visiting teams are more likely to concede penalties, particularly at the breakdown. Because you can imagine that's the situation the referee is looking at most often. It's happening almost 200 times a match. And he has to make a decision in the shortest possible time without the assistance of video review. So those instantaneous subjective decisions will always have, by nature, a subjective component. And I think there's actually some value in that. It's almost reassuring to know that the referee can be influenced by that. And as much as we would love it to be absolutely right all the time, it's not going to happen because, as you say, there's just too much for the referee to assimilate at once. And crowd noise is one of those things, which is now we've seen what happens when you take it away.
Yeah, and have you been watching much of the football, Ross?
Yeah, I have it on pretty much in the background most evenings because it's on. It's on, and I've paid attention a lot of the time to the bigger games,
Because it's a discussion I have virtually with my friends. It's a discussion we have on the radio about to the extent to which our enjoyment of the games is affected by the absence of an actual crowd and the presence of crowd noise, which you can choose to have or not have in the UK, but here we get it. And my view, you know, it's a very personal view, it's not important at all really, but it doesn't affect me. I've seen some amazing games without a crowd. I've seen some really dull games with a crowd, but then I've seen lots of dull games at, you know, at Vicarage Road with a large crowd. So from a television spectator point of view, I'm not fussed. You?
No, when I'm watching significant matches where there's meaning to the results, then I'm not fussed either because there's more to it than just the crowd noise, I think. I understand if a person is a football fanatic who's frequently attending games and who watches it for the energy and the passion and the engagement, then I can see why that's the case. But I think it's an imagined problem for most people. The data, by the way, suggests that the quality of the games is basically the same. The distance run by players, the passes completed, shots on target, number of sprints attempted, number of dribbles, number of accurate passes, saves by keep, everything's the same. It's indistinguishable from what it normally looks like. So to me, I'm just happy it's back on television.
Amen to that, Dr. Ross Tucker, sports scientist. Thank you very much indeed.